From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. A corruption crime spree. That's what U.S. attorneys call the actions of Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Many politicians, including President-elect Barack Obama, are calling for him to step down. According to investigators, phone taps revealed that the governor planned to sell Mr. Obama's vacant Senate seat to the highest bidder. And why are news organizations questioning Jesse Jackson Jr.'s ties to the case? NPR's Cheryl Corley has been reporting on this story for NPR's network of shows, and we're glad to have you on. How are you?
I'm fine. Glad to be with you.
You've been working hard on this. So let's break this down. The governor had been under investigation for several years, but he allegedly maneuvered to auction the vacant Senate seat that Barack Obama held. If that's true, that's no small potatoes. How are people reacting?
Well, in a variety of ways, as you might expect. Some people here are just really disgusted with these charges, the fact that the governor may have been doing this. Others are amazed. Some people are just sad or just plain angry. And I think there's still this just sense of disbelief since Illinois sent a former governor to prison just 2 years ago on corruption charges. And now to have Governor Blagojevich allegedly following that same path, but in an increased level, if you're to believe what the U.S. attorney says, is just really mind-boggling to some people here.
So the governor's chief of staff, John Harris, was also arrested. Is there, give us a sense of the governor, from what I understand, is at work today?
He is at work
today. He's at work today. So so he's at work. He and his chief of staff have been directly targeted or identified. What's the state of play?
Arrested and charged.
Yeah. What's the what's the state of play with their cases?
Well, we haven't been given any kind of date yet about when this will continue. They both went before a judge and, got out on their own recognizance. This is an ongoing investigation. It began in 2003, almost as soon as the governor took office. Some of his top advisors are in jail, and I'll tell you that when he announced the charges yesterday, that U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald said, just really don't speculate about other people that are listed in this criminal complaint, but it wouldn't be any surprise if there are more to come.
Speaking of more to come, there is the question of who would be bidding on the Senate seat. And there is a question of whether they're candidate one through five candidates being bidders in this case. ABC News interviewed Representative Jesse Jackson Jr., Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., about the case this morning, and he said he was contacted by federal prosecutors but said, quote, I am not a target of this investigation. So he has been viewed as a likely candidate, as someone who could take this Senate seat. Why is he even coming up in this conversation?
Well, in the criminal indictment, which was several pages long, they are a listing of lots of people in this indictment. And there was a Senate candidate number five listed in the complaint. And we've had law enforcement officials confirm with NPR that Jesse Jackson Jr. is the Senate candidate number five that was listed in the complaint. The complaint says the governor claims that he was approached by an associate of Senate candidate number five about that vacancy. But as I mentioned, Peter Fitzgerald says people shouldn't speculate at this time about anybody that's listed in here as unless we're talking about the two people who have been charged, that the federal office might be just talking to people, but it doesn't necessarily mean they are a target.
It sounds as if, in a way, the system of Chicago politics is once again under a shadow. And I bring up the politics in general because you mentioned, you know, Governor Ryan, who is now serving time for corruption, former governor, but also Barack Obama, seen as this new leader out of Chicago. Is he going to have to deal with any distancing from the city that he so clearly loves in order to deal with this mess?
Well, I don't really think so. I mean, he obviously is from Chicago. He'll be moving soon, though, so maybe he won't have to talk about it much. But as far as, you know, the Blagojevich relationship kind of tainting him or something like that, I don't think so. The two have been cordial, but not very close. And today, even, as you mentioned, President-elect Obama is calling for the governor to resign his seat.
Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for this update.
You're quite welcome.
That was NPR's Cheryl Corley speaking to us from NPR's Chicago Bureau.